A federal lawsuit challenging how the FBI handled a Crow man's death will go to trial after a decade-long fight in court. Over a decade ago, Earlene Cole and her husband Cletus filed a case against the Federal Bureau of Investigations and others on behalf of their son, Stephen Bear Crane. Bear Crane, a Crow tribal member, was shot and killed by a white man on the Crow Reservation almost 15 years ago. The FBI determined he was killed in an act of self-defense, but his family maintains he was murdered. In courtrooms across the country, from the 9th U.S. Circuit Appeals Court in Seattle to the U.S. Supreme Court, the Cole family has argued that their son's death was mishandled because of racism towards Native Americans. Until this Thursday, Cole says she hasn't been able to address those claims. That's when U.S. District Judge Sam Haddon denied the FBI's request for summary judgment. Now the case will go to a bench trial that Haddon will oversee. Bear Crane's mother, Cole.
My first words was, praise be to God. This is what we've been praying for all these years. Over a decade, we've been in court trying to get justice for Stephen.
Bear Crane's family is arguing that they're entitled to victims' benefits because the FBI misclassified the shooting. The parties will appear before Judge Haddon early next month to determine the schedule of the trial. Until then, Cole says this is the closest to justice she's ever felt. The Department of Justice says it doesn't have a comment. For Yellowstone Public Radio, I'm Olivia Reingold.